Hello everybody, welcome to our podcast. Yay, I'm so excited. This is our very first podcast. So today, or rather this week, we'll be looking at vitamin D, the importance and all. Let me tell you my story first of all. And I'm going to tag this, how my teacher tagged me dummy because of vitamin D. So it was the beginning of a new year for me and I cannot even get over the escapade from this experience I had. And each day I keep telling my daughter Eva about the story. I'm very sure she can say from the back of her head. Because whenever I want to push her to learn something new and read wide, I always tell her the story. So let's get back to my story. So that fateful day, I was in class and we're treating integrated science. I'm not sure if you can remember integrated science. I was one very hot and smart babe like this. So of course, it should not come to you as a surprise that I had several haters. My integrated science teacher called me and said, tell the class what you know about vitamin D. Ah, I was like, Koyemio, which one is vitamin D? All I know is vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, and vitamin K. And I probably just knew about vitamin K because I injured myself like 2 days before. And while the nurse was cleaning up the injury, I got talking with her and kept on asking her how the skin heals up and how the wounds dry up and all of that. I felt my teacher was teasing me and trying to like test my knowledge and intelligence. So I said with so much boldness and confidence, sir, there's nothing like vitamin D. We have vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin C, and vitamin K. As a smart girl that I am, I started listing my several sources of these vitamins to him. In my head, I'm like, too much sense to not kill me. While I was ranting, I didn't realize the whole class was laughing at me till I finished. Oh boy, I was dumbfounded. Like, why would they be laughing at me? Which one is vitamin D? Please help me. I was too embarrassed. My teacher was so shocked and said, so you aren't so smart after all. Yay. It pained me. Like, it entered inside my deep bone marrow. The hot tears that welled up in my eyes there, I think it could fill up a bucket. I had to start yawning to get rid of the tears. I'm a big girl now. I can't afford to mess my hand in myself in public. That day as I got home, I didn't even let my parents sleep. I kept on asking them about vitamin D. But shame did not catch me to tell them of my experience because they would have laughed at me and told me, you see why you need to read wide. I read Yahoo like a fool that day. Because back then, it was Yahoo that was running. Anyway, if you did not know when Yahoo was running, when Yahoo was rampant, when Yahoo was popping, haha. please, begin to call me Auntie right next to see me. Anyway, I'm just joking. But then take back to the bank. That day I go home. Oh, I don't allow my mother to sleep. I kept on asking everybody about vitamin D. Ignorance is no excuse. Do not be like me. It is a new year 2019. Be enlightened. Don't wait till your kids ask you about vitamin D or you get someone ask you about vitamin D and then you get stalked just like me. This week we'll be treating all about vitamin D. If I were you, I'm going to turn on my post notification if there's something like that for podcast, but I'm going to stay glued to this our podcast channel. Guy, you cannot miss it. Don't carry last on this. Bye.